Today we're going to look again at a passage in Colossians that is a tremendous comfort to me in my walk, daily walk with Christ, my relationship with Jesus Christ. There's tremendous comfort in knowing that Jesus Christ has all things in His hands, that He is truly got the whole world in His hands. You know, I've said before, we used to sing that song, He's got the whole world in His hands. He's got the little bitty baby in His hands. He's got you and me, brother, in His hands. Well, in Colossians, it says in the first Colossians, the 16th verse, "For by Him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him, and He is before all things, and by Him all things consist." These are two verses that totally dispel the idea that things just happen by chance or fate or luck. This passage gives Jesus Christ all the glory in all things. It says, "By Him," referring to Jesus Christ, "were all things created." Now, it doesn't say there were some things created. It doesn't say that anything was left to chance or to fate. It says that by Him were all things created. That includes every atom, every molecule, every piece of dust. That includes the galaxies, the universes, the stars, all of His creation as it relates to animals and beasts and creeping things. That includes man and it includes demons. That includes angels. And He goes on to say that all things, by Him were all things created that are in heaven. So that we know that anything that is in heaven, anything that is in heaven that exists, was created by Jesus Christ. All things that are in the earth. All things that are in the earth. Look around you and you can see this earth is full of things. Well, God, through Jesus Christ, has created all of these things. Visible and invisible. Jesus Christ has created all things that we can't even see with our naked eye. The atoms. Anything that exists that is matter, if you want to even call it antimatter, and that includes the idea here is visible and invisible. That includes things like thoughts and ideas and all of these things were created by God for His purpose. It says here that all things were created by Him, visible and invisible. Have you ever thought about the invisible things of this world? What is invisible? Those things that we cannot even see. Those things that are ultra-dimensional. Those things that we don't even understand. Things like gravity. Things like the atmosphere. The things that are beyond our understanding, microwave technologies and electrical waves and lightning and thunder and things that the technical mind cannot even grasp. The invisible things this world He's created. Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities. Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities. In another passage it says that He raises up and brings down kingdoms and kings. No man can take a breath without the hand of God in the matter. And we'll see that in the next verse. All thrones were created by Him. All dominions were created by Him. All dominions were created by Him. That includes the evil dominions. We see that in the Old Testament. Not just those who served God and did right which was in the sight of God, but those that came against God in His holy child Jesus. By wicked hands have you slain, but at the same time, the predeterminate counsel of God. Jesus said, I laid my life down freely. You did not take it from me, but I laid it down. And so we see that God in His sovereignty created all of these things for His glory. He created all of them. And it also says dominions. That is not just earthly dominions, but that is heavenly dominions. And it also says principalities. Principalities. Now, if we if we go to the dictionary and we look up the word principalities, what do we find there? Well, we say the position or jurisdiction of a prince. That's what it is. The position, territory, or jurisdiction of a prince. That includes both good princes and evil princes. What about the prince and the power of the air that worketh in the children of disobedience? He says here, for by Him are all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. By Him all things consist. You know, it doesn't say there that by Him some things consist. It says by Him all things consist. Isn't that a comfort to you to know that there is not a atom, there's not a molecule that is beyond the jurisdiction of the creator of that atom, Jesus Christ? You know, that dispels polytheism, many gods. That dispels that when He says that all things consist by Him. And by the way, He was before all of these things. None of these things existed before Jesus Christ. He was before all of them, and they came after Him because He created Him. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things, the same was in the beginning with God. I'm reading now in 1 John 1:3. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. something didn't just pop out of space and maverick way and bring about its own creation. Anything that is in the universe that was made by Jesus Christ. And we see in the 17th chapter of John, it says in the 5th verse, it says, "And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was." He was proclaiming here that he had glory with the Father before the world was. Before the world was. We see also in 1 Corinthians a passage of scripture there that says that beginning with actually it's in 1 Corinthians the 15th chapter. Let's go back there for a minute. And it says that looking in the 20th and the 23rd verse, it says, "But now Christ is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterwards they that are Christ's at his coming." And in the 25th verse it says, "He must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. And that last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. For he hath put all things under his feet." And when all things shall be, I'm reading the 28th verse, "And when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all." So we see here that God is has put all things under him, under his feet. And we also see that he is in charge. He is in charge of all of these things. There are some people that try to limit God in just his works as it relates to predestination of his people. They try to limit God and say that God is only over or predetermined things as it relates to redemption and election. But we see that is not true here. Here he says that he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature, and by him were all things created, that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. Now we do see that God has done a special work in redeeming his people, in choosing them, in predestinating them, in calling them, and so on. But we also see that God is over all of his creation. He's over it all. He has not removed himself from the daily operations of his world and of his creation. He is not on a timeline. He is eternal. He's immutable. His counsel shall stand. He will do all of his good pleasure. And so we see that there's a passage in the 8th chapter of Romans that we might want to look at in Romans, the 8th chapter. Let's just look at that, the 38th verse. He says, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Why is that? Well, the reason that is because if Jesus Christ created all things, if he's the Lord of all of these things, if by him all of these things consist, then how can us, as his children, be maligned or be in any way threatened by any of these things that God created if we're His child. If He is before all of these things, and by Him all these things consist, and He created all these things, then it says that none of these things can separate us from Jesus Christ because He created all of them. In fact, in the 32nd verse, it says, He that spared not His Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? So, there is a great benefit for God's people because they are inheriting, because they are a child of God, they're inheriting all things. But He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. And we also see in the 11th chapter of Romans, the 36th verse, it says, "For by Him and through Him and to Him are all things." Okay. "For of Him and through Him and to Him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen." That is in no way limiting the glory and the power of God. And a lot of people say, well, if what you're saying is true, you're making God the author of sin. No, God is not a sinner. God is totally righteous. God is totally just. And He is independent. He is not dependent upon His creation. He said in another place, "I work all things after the counsel of my own will." And this is what it says here. "For of Him and through Him and to Him are all things, to whom be glory forever." And it says here that, the depth of the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been His counselor? We can never understand the awesome, infinite wisdom of God, of Jesus Christ. It's beyond our understanding. We just we accept His wisdom through faith, and He has shown us His wisdom. In the 36th Psalm, it says, "Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Thy judgments are a great deep, O Lord. Thou preservest man and beast." God is the one that is in all of these things. And we can go on a little bit further in the 92nd Psalm. We see, He says, if we look down in the 92nd Psalm, the 5th verse says, "O Lord, how great are Thy works, and Thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth the fool understand this. But Thou, Lord, art most high forever." And we find many passages of this. But getting back to this, it says that, "For by Him are all things created, that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or powers or principalities or powers." All things are created by Him. All these things were created by Jesus Christ, and the reason that they were created by Him was that they were created for Him. They were created for Him. If we want to explore this even further, we can look in back in the book of Hebrews, and we can see that, let's just look back there in Hebrews, the first chapter, it says, "Hath in these last days spoken to us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds." He is heir of all things. He's made the worlds. And he says in the second chapter of Hebrews, and the 10th verse, for it became him for whom are all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. So again, it's speaking of all things being created by Jesus Christ. In the 10th chapter of Hebrews, he says again, there in the first verse, it says, I want to go back now to the 1 Peter. Let's jump back to 1 Peter. We're under some time constraints here, obviously. We could go on. The Bible is full of the affirmation that Jesus Christ created all things for His own glory. But if we go back to 1 Peter and we look actually in the third chapter of 1 Peter, the 22nd verse, it says there, who has gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto Him. Who has gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto Him. And of course, we can also look in Ephesians, the first chapter. We know that chapter very well, and it talks about the power of God and the wisdom of God and what He's done. But if we look in Ephesians 1, the 10th verse says that in the dispensation of the fullness of time, He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him, I say. And He says that which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under His feet and gave Him to be head over all things to the church. So we see that He definitely is over all of these things. He is, and they were created for Him. They were created by Him. They were created for Him. And we also see that He is not to be He will not be circumvented. He will not be circumvented. His ultimate will be done. Christ prayed, "Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven," and it will be done. Christ's prayer will be answered. Christ's will not be circumvented. It's a guarantee. All of Christ's prayers will get answered. He said to, in another place, Christ said, "I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but to do the will of Him that sent me." And we know that it pleased the Father that in Him should all the fullness dwell. That in Him, in Christ, should all the fullness dwell. We see that very, very evident in that. In Revelation, the first chapter, we see in the 5th verse of Revelation, let's just turn back there, Revelation 1, verse 5, it says, "Beloved, thou didst," Revelation 1, verse 5, he says, "And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. To him be dominion and glory and power forever. Amen. So he is before all things, and by him all things consist. We see that. He is the Alpha. He is the Omega. He is the beginning. He is the end. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the Potentate, the Chief Potentate. In him, I'm speaking now of God's elect, in him we live and move and have our very being. And so we can look at these things and we can be comforted to know that he is all powerful. We serve the most powerful. We have the most powerful Father in the universe. We have the most powerful Father in the heavens. And so we can come boldly to the throne of grace, wherein we can find mercy to help in time of need. That should give us great comfort to know that God's will cannot be thwarted. He says in 1 Corinthians 8, the 6th verse, it says, well, let's just go back in the fifth verse. It says, "For though there be that are called gods, whether in heaven as their gods many and lords many, six, but to us there is but one God. But to us there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in Him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him." So, you know, the danger with not subscribing to the fact that Jesus Christ has all things under his governance and under his power, and that he's created all these things, and the reason he's created them is for himself, is we end up with doctrines like, for an example, Mormonism, that puts Lucifer on an equal par with Christ. And we know that Lucifer was created by God. He was created by God. He was a non-elect angel. We know that God could have kept Lucifer from sinning if he'd so choose, but in his divine majesty and glory, he allowed Satan to fall. We know that he could have kept Adam from sinning, restrained him from sin, and created him without any kind of, if he chose to, okay, but in his, again, we cannot fully understand the infinite wisdom and glory of the majestic God himself. It's beyond our understandings. We see through that glass darkly. But we know that in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins through Jesus Christ. And through this same person, he's the one that created all things that are in heaven and are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And we know that he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And we know that it pleased the Father that in him, Jesus Christ, should all the fullness dwell. And we know that in him we live and move and have our very being. And so that should give us tremendous comfort to know that he is over all things, and nothing can circumvent his hand. So when we find ourselves in despair, or when we find ourselves, when Satan comes at us with the major torrents of anguish of mind and spirit, we can go back here and realize that because we are God's little sheep, and because He's chosen us before the foundation of the world, because our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and because His Holy Spirit has come into our heart and given us the knowledge of the truth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and that He died for our sins, and that He rose again, and that He is seated at the right hand of the Father making intercession for us, that we can have a great comfort in knowing that God will not let us go. Nothing will separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Nothing. And that's great comfort for us to know, that nothing can separate us from the love of God. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sakes we are killed all the day long. We are counted as a sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Father, we thank You for this great comfort that this gives the child of God, who oftentimes is in despair and questioning things. But it gives us great consolation to know, Father, that You are over all things, and You hold all things by Your power, and that You not only do all of these things consist by You, but it's also a comfort to know that You created all these things that are in heaven and that are in the earth, whether they're we can see them with our eyes, or whether they're invisible. We're glad to know that You created all thrones and dominions and principalities and powers. We're glad that Paul told us that all these things were created by Jesus Christ, and we're glad that Paul told us why they were created, that they were created for You. And we're glad to know that You were before all of these things, and we're glad to know that by all of these things, all of these things consist by You. We pray that You would take this scripture and give comfort to Your sheep today, who are in dire need of comfort, and to look to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. If we're children of the King, we have an inheritance of all of these things, but more importantly, You are our great protector. You said, "The Lord is my shepherd." David, your great one of Your sheep said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the very presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall, or will, follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." We ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ and for Your glory alone. Amen.